MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 12, 2025. The state is looking for new designs of the flag and the logo. The last Peabody migrant shelter is shutting down next month. Sunny, near 70, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:09 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, a Beacon Hill panel wants help from the public to come up with new designs for state flag and motto, replacing centuries-old imagery that critics say symbolizes the brutal suppression of the region's indigenous people at the hands of colonial governments. The Massachusetts Seal, Flag, and Motto Advisory Commission, created by the state legislature last year, is putting out a call to artists, historians, educators, students, and other members of the public to help come up with a new design for the official emblems. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News in Peabody, the last state-run emergency shelter that houses migrants in the city will close by June 30. The site, the Holiday Inn Hotel at 1 Newbury Street, has been housing migrant families since the state's Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities took it over as an emergency shelter for families in 2023. City officials were informed by the state earlier this year that it would return to a normally functioning hotel by December 31. But the Lynn-based organization Center Board, Inc., which operates the site on behalf of the state, told Peabody Health Director Sharon Cameron this week the shelter would close sooner than local officials expected. As of April, 75 families made up of 115 adults and 138 children remained at the Holiday Inn, according to data shared at an April 24 City Council meeting. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Gloucester Times reports both Essex and Rockport are holding town elections this week. Essex has one voting precinct, the Essex Public Safety Building at 11 John Wise Avenue. Polling hours are 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Election voting in Rockport takes place from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the following locations: Precinct 1, Town Hall Annex, 26 Broadway; Precinct 2, St. Mary's Episcopal Church, 24 Broadway; and Precinct 3, Rockport Community House, 58 Broadway. Essex elections are today, and Rockport votes tomorrow. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, fireworks will light up the night over Gloucester Harbor on July 3, after all, thanks to a community fundraising push and an increase in the city's commitment above past years, according to Barry Pett, one of the show's organizers. However, fundraising must continue, as $90,000 is needed to stage the fireworks shows on July 3 and Labor Day during the Gloucester Schooner Festival, and the two accompanying concerts on Stacy Boulevard. Newburyport Daily News reports the town of Newbury has a new playground at Central Street Recreation Area, and it's now open for fun, according to town officials. On May 3, Newbury Recreation Commission and Select Board members and residents cut a ribbon to officially mark the opening. The new playground aligns with the town's recreation master plan, which was created in 2023 to make a cohesive strategy to support and improve recreational facilities and provide greater opportunities for residents in all areas of town. The plan was created by noted land use architect Chris Huntress, who has extensive experience in recreation. From the desk of MSO's media director Bill Newell, the Endicott baseball team captured the Conference of New England title for the fourth straight year and is now headed back to the NCAA Division III tournament. Sunday, the Gulls topped Nichols with a 3-0 win at home in the league's championship game. The Marblehead baseball team went 1-1 over the weekend. topping rival Swampscott 3-1 on Saturday behind the complete game pitching of Carter Sahagian. They then lost Sunday 9-3 to Gloucester. For the Fishermen, this was their fifth straight win. They now have a record of 13-1. Gloucester got solid pitching from Braden Francis, going 5 innings and striking out 9. Lynn Classical shut out Bishop Fenwick 5-0 to improve to 11-2. 3 Rams pitchers combined to allow only 6 hits. Some other North Shore sports highlights. The Manchester Essex lacrosse team topped Masconomet 14-8 to now move to 11-1 for the season. Carson Croft and Luke Renzi each had 3 goals for the Hornets. The Newburyport boys lacrosse team has moved to 11-1, and tomorrow afternoon the Clippers will play at Linfield. The Celtics resume their second-round NBA playoff series with the Knicks tonight in New York. Tonight's Game 4 finds the Celtics trailing in the series 2-1. And the Red Sox wrapped up a series with the Royals yesterday with a 3-1 win. Sox open a series with the Tigers tonight in Detroit. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.